Joe O, Sammy P with you, talking some college football. Of course, get Indiana one more time. I don't know that there will be a ton of Indiana highlights this upcoming season, but that's going to be another fun storyline to make sure that we keep a close eye on it. Bunch of college football coming your way here on the show. We've got our buddy Michael Felder dropping by in 20 minutes. Always a fun conversation. Maybe a calculator will be involved. Solar baby. Maybe. Looking forward to that. But now let's talk about some make and miss the playoff numbers. You know, before we jump into that, I'm reminded of something that you sent me yesterday, which I found absolutely hilarious. Why don't you share with the class, because they may have missed it. I didn't see this make headlines yesterday. Maybe it was just something that kind of broke on the internet and maybe it's going to go elsewhere. The Portnoy story involving.
Oh,
yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I don't know what this is. Honestly, it sort of feels like, what's the term? It feels like it's not real. It feels like it's a hook, an attention getter.
Now, it is a legit reporter. That guy does break a lot of media stuff.
I just think it's about getting eyeballs on the product. I don't know that this is real. I mean, I respect Ryan Glasspiegel. I do. But I feel like this might be an inside job. So he put the tweet out late last night, 9:42 p.m. Eastern. Ohio State has barred Dave Portnoy from the stadium for his debut on Fox's Big Noon Kickoff, sources tell Front Office Sports. Portnoy will still appear on the pregame show at the Horseshoe, but Barstool's college football show will not be in Columbus, and Portnoy will not be allowed in the stadium. Are you buying that? Can Ohio State do that? Question mark.
Well, he also put in there, you know, hat tip to Bobby Carpenter, who is a legit dude in the business, like former Ohio State linebacker, played in the league a little bit. He's got a very popular show in Columbus now. He does a lot of media stuff. He's excellent at it. I think sometimes he's calling games from time to time. You're basically asking me, is Ohio State this petty? Oh, yeah, they are. Are you kidding me? Dude, Ryan Day grabbed a microphone and was screaming about Lou Holtz, how he disrespected his players. They are absolutely this petty. What do they call Michigan? The team up north. This is college football, man. Yeah, I believe it. And I understand where you're coming from and your skepticism and why you're not sure that this is 100% real. I think it is. Now, maybe if there's some blowback, there's reconsiderations that happen. But I think this is real. And you think about Portnoy and how he's laughed and made fun of Ohio State over the years. How about that dynamic, too, with Urban Meyer, right? Like, there's a lot of things in the mix here, but I 100% believe it. And then you would have multiple Michigan people, right, on that set in your house and how weird they are in Columbus. I don't know. I kind of believe it, and I think it's hilarious.
So I think obviously Fox is trying to drum up interest, and I work for Fox. And let me be very clear. I have no knowledge of the inner workings of this scenario. But if I was trying to compete with College Game Day, what better than a WWE-style blockout where you can't let Portnoy in the stadium? But the problem is Ohio State probably is going to host more than one Big Noon Kickoff, because Ohio State's a top five team in the country right now. So how do they play this up? Because usually, you know, you have the set outside the stadium. So he doesn't technically need to go in. But is this something that they lean into? And if it is real that he's actually not allowed inside the stadium, think about the digital plays. Think about what Fox Sports Digital can do in the first, second, third, fourth quarter with Portnoy outside the stadium or at a local bar. You know, he famously snuck into, was it Radio Row at the Super Bowl with the mustache and the eyeglasses? Big Cat PFT did it as well. I mean, you could do so much more from a digital footprint standpoint. Think about a video of Dave Portnoy trying to sneak into the Horseshoe, what that would do on social media. I think in some weird way, this is a win for Fox. This is a win for a Big Noon Kickoff. That's sort of how I see the ball.
It's a good thought. I like that. And you know how Barstool goes, and they're very good at that and get at the engagement. And that's what they're hoping for with this play. November 1st, by the way, Penn State at Ohio State. So that'll be another big one. You think they'll go to Champaign for the Ohio State Illinois game?
Depends. By that point, Illinois will be what, 3-3 or 6-0? I lose track. Are they going to be 3-3 or 6-0 by that point?
Right now, you're supposed to say 6-0, but yeah, you'll be leaning 3-3 coming up in a couple of weeks from now. I wanted to kind of go reverse because I think what most people do when talk about make and miss the playoff markets, they're thinking of the teams that they think are going to be successful. And I was going back to last year in the first year of the 12-team playoff. And I want to say that, so I looked at the top 10 preseason rankings, and I know that means very little, but just to get an idea of which teams were getting the hype. I want to say that a couple of these teams that were in the top 10 last year, we were pointing out and saying, no, that ain't it. No, you want to fade Michigan. They're probably not going to be in the playoff. No, Florida State, yeah, they're top 10 AP, but no, they're not going to have a great year. It felt like those were kind of easy to identify. I'm not going to sit here and say that we were calling Bama or Ole Miss to miss the playoff, teams that were 5-6, but it felt like there were a couple of teams that were pretty easy to identify that they were fade teams, and they ended up being. This year, I wonder, because last year's like the top four, they all made the playoff. So if I go, you know, Texas, Ohio State, Clemson, Georgia, can you make the argument that any of these teams are missing the playoff?
I can make a case really easily for Ohio State and Georgia. I think Georgia's talent has depreciated a ton.
Okay.
Since they won the national championship twice. Remember, they won two. But the players, I mean, when you lose five guys to the NFL draft on defense in three straight years, it may seem like that's easy to replenish and recycle, but it's not. And I'm sorry, like, maybe this is a hot take, but Gunnar Stockton does nothing for me. I think he's just a guy. Now, maybe I'm wrong about that. But to go from Stetson Bennett to Carson Beck to Gunnar Stockton is not progression, it's regression. You're not going to get big numbers, I think, from Gunnar Stockton. And you're also going to get a nice price. So Ohio State to make the playoff, BetMGM has minus 325. The no is plus 250. Don't love that split, but is what it is. Look, they have a true rookie at quarterback, essentially. Now, they're going to call him a redshirt freshman. But this kid's never played. And he's never played against good teams. So now you throw him into the fire week one against Texas, a top 10, maybe top 5 defense in the country. They lose that game, potentially. So now you're 0-1. You got to take on Penn State. Penn State's a higher power-rated team for me. And then you got to go to Michigan, who you haven't beaten 4 years. You're 9-3, you're not making the playoff with those three losses because you have to win a big game, Joe. So if you lose to Texas, Penn State, Michigan, you're out. It's improbable, and the math clearly favors Ohio State. But of those four teams you mentioned, I would be entertaining looks on Ohio State to miss and Georgia to miss. And the reason why, nobody else is saying that because everybody just assumes, oh, well, Ohio State will make it. They always make it. And they won the national title last year. They lost 14 guys of the NFL draft, 7 guys in the first 2 rounds. That's a lot. And you don't have this veteran quarterback to help you on early in this season. So I have doubts about those quarterbacks. Of the four teams you mentioned, I don't trust Gunnar Stockton. And the hype is real on this saying kid, but we don't know. Until we see it, we don't know.
The positive with Georgia is the Texas and Bama games are at home. So there's that. But yeah, no, that's a pretty strong case. And maybe it's something you do after a couple of games because they start soft, really soft. Marshall, Austin Peay, I'm not buying Tennessee, but they go there in the third week of the season. That could be a time to fade. Okay, I find that interesting. So like I was thinking about Notre Dame. The question about the quarterback is fair, but elsewhere, like, they're almost all back, including their all-world running back. So there's enough wins on the schedule, and they're so popular, they're probably going to end up getting in. I wonder about Oregon, man. If you're high on Penn State and Ohio State, you think they're good enough. Now, you made a decent case for them to miss. I'm expecting Michigan to take a leap. Like, somebody's got to take a step back. And with the replacement at quarterback, a lot of changes with the transfers there. I wonder if Oregon's going to be able to match what they did last regular season.
Think about Penn State, Ohio State, Oregon. I'll just give you facts, not hot takes. Mm-hmm. Penn State brings back 14 starters and their starting quarterback. Okay? Ohio State brings back 7 starters and they're going to start a freshman quarterback, a redshirt freshman. Oregon brings back 6 starters, and they have a new quarterback. One of those things is not like the other. There's stability at Penn State. There's production returning at Penn State. That's a team that is loaded on both sides of the ball. We know Ohio State and Oregon have talent, but the returning production is not there, and you have 2 new quarterbacks. Just be careful.
I mentioned I like Michigan. They're 2-1. To make the playoff. The schedule is so much softer. I think that's a decent bet. You know, we'll probably circle back to this, but is there any team that you quickly want to throw out that you want to make sure you get back to?
Illinois?
Oh, God. No, there isn't. There's no way you're betting them. No way.
No.
Yeah, we'll have to get back to that.
We'll come back to it.
Okay, Joe O, Sammy P. But guess what? The college football conversation continues. Michael Felder next, one of our favorites here on the BetMGM Network.